Peter Greenberg. Peter, are your eyes bloodshot after this weekend?
Yeah, I'm not flying anywhere right now. I couldn't be happier.
Well, really? So it's like I don't know what to ask you about first. You said flying, so let's do that first. Did you expect there would be that many delays, that many canceled flights, etc., at the airport this past weekend? And are the airports now more back to normal with their schedules?
Well, you know, we have to go back a few weeks to be able to answer that question. We had the perfect storm of airlines that were understaffed, were overscheduled, and then they threw in a little bit of weather, and we saw what happened when those systems shut down. Now we've been compounded by the positive test results of COVID-19 among their staff, by the way, mostly fully vaccinated employees. So there's a 10-day quarantine required by the CDC. They're hopefully going to get that down to 5 days. But, of course, you had this perfect storm again of heavy spike in traveling, understaffing to begin with, a little bit of weather, and then the positive COVID test. Now, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. We're only talking about another 4 or 5 days in the schedule because historically, and by the way, this year will be no different, as of about January 4th, the schedule stabilized because the next 3 months after that are historically a very low period of travel. Let me give you an example. If I wanted to buy a round-trip ticket today, this minute, let's say between New York and Los Angeles, assuming I'd even get on the plane, it's about a $700 ticket. I booked a ticket today for January 14th from New York to L.A. Why don't you guess the airfare? Go ahead, take a guess.
$312.82.
You're not going to the Showcase Showdown. It was $63.
What? What? I knew that you'd ask. Yeah, because, wow.
And I then booked a flight from Los Angeles to Dallas. It was $32 nonstop on American Airlines. That's right.
Are you sure you're not flying Geronimo Airlines here, Peter?
I'm afraid I'm telling you the truth, but that gives you an indication of how the passenger loads plummet after January 4th. So what the airlines are trying to do now with a lot of preemptive cancellations is to stabilize their schedule so that they can be in line for the lower travel periods of the next 3 months as they then need to desperately staff up and get ready for summer.
All right, so the texter wants to know, this one does, about preemptive cancellations you mentioned. She or he is saying, I may want to cancel my flight. Will I get my money back? It doesn't say the airline here.
Well, it only depends on the ticket that you bought. If you did not buy that dreaded basic economy ticket, the answer is you won't lose your money. The airlines got rid of those dreaded ticket cancellation fees more than a year ago. And now, if you cancel the flight, you don't lose your money. It goes into an account at the airline that you can use for the next year or 18 months on any other plane that you want to fly on. If the airline cancels the flight, then the U.S. Department of Transportation rule kicks in, and that's been on the books for a long time, and you are entitled to an immediate refund of everything you paid for the ticket, even if you bought that dreaded non-refundable ticket. You get it back.
Another texter is saying, I spent all of yesterday at the airport trying to get rebooked. Finally, I was. Are airlines responsible for helping you to rebook, or is that pretty much up to you now?
No, the airlines, look, if the airlines caused it, they are responsible to be rebooked within a reasonable amount of time. It all depends on where the problem happens. Did it happen at the airport where you started your trip? That's a whole lot easier to deal with. And if it's at an airport where your connecting flights get canceled and you're stuck at an intermediate airport, then you're dealing with hotels and meals and everything else.
Do you wish that the definition of fully vaccinated some time ago would have included a booster as well? And then maybe not so many employees would have gotten sick, and maybe not so many people in general would have gotten sick.
Well, listen, even with the booster shot, we're seeing evidence of breakthrough cases. The good news is, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on radio, but the good news is that all the anecdotal evidence is indicating that these breakthrough cases are mild. They're not resulting in hospitalization or death. And that's a good thing. But remember, when you're seeing cases even now of the cruise ship passengers coming up with a positive test, those passengers have all been vaccinated. So is the crew. So are the officers. So this is the transmissibility of the Omicron variant, but it's also the good news that it's not having a really bad effect in long-term situations.
Well, in Canada and other countries, you must show proof of vaccination before you can get on an airplane. I want to ask you about that when we come back on WGN. He is America's premier travel reporter. He really created the notion that, yes, you can cover travel and do an amazing job at it. He has been for many years. You can watch him, and I do. I just saw him on WBBM locally in Chicago, CBS TV. He is a correspondent for them. And our own, may I say, Eye on Travel, Peter Greenberg, thank you for joining us because you are the best at what you do. Here is my question for you. Airlines in some countries say you want to get on an airplane, you must show proof of vaccination. Are we going to have that here?
Well, let's give it a little bit of perspective here. First, you mentioned Canada before. That's a government rule that you cannot get on any airplane in Canada unless you can show proof of vaccination. There's a similar rule in the books in Australia. I can tell you that off the record, every airline CEO would love to do it, but nobody wants to be first because they're worried about losing market share. So they're hoping that the U.S. government will do it. But now let's put that in perspective. The current Biden vaccination mandate for large businesses is being challenged in court and is now going up to the Supreme Court. So until that's resolved legally, this issue is essentially dead on arrival until they can figure it out.
Interesting, because the mayor of the city of Chicago just said that as of, I think it's January 3rd, that if you are a restaurant, for example, and many other businesses as well, and you want to go inside that restaurant or business, you must show proof of vaccination. Interestingly enough, unofficial, nothing official here, but restaurateurs unofficially have told me, one after another, I am glad the mayor did this. It took that decision off our shoulders, but makes us feel safer. And some patrons I know have said, well, now I can go to a restaurant and feel safer about it. So I wonder if the government...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, we're thinking the same way. Do I even say the word cruise line? What's going on?
Ah, well, that's an interesting story. and by the way, I'm in New York right now, and the same rule applies to me going to a restaurant.
Yes.
I've got to show proof of vaccination. But now let's go to cruise lines. The word outbreak has been used in the last couple of days, and it's not being used in an appropriate way. You have cruise ships that have 4,000 people on board, and there are about 48 cases reported. But here's the difference between now and 2 years ago, we saw those horrendous stories of cruise ships being quarantined in Yokohama, people dying on ships. It's a whole different world right now. The cruise ships had to comply with about 75 different new protocols before the CDC would let them sail again. They have great opportunities now of isolating passengers, of quarantining them, of testing. And keep in mind one other thing. Most cruise lines, in fact, the cruise lines that were reported on these cases, require you to be vaccinated before you get on board, meaning the crew's vaccinated 100%, the officer's vaccinated 100%, and so are the passengers. So every one of these cases is a breakthrough milder case. So they're able to isolate them. They're able to do contact tracing, and the numbers are being kept down. So at least from my perspective, I think they're doing a good job, and it wouldn't stop me from getting on a cruise.
All right. You answered the next two questions I would have asked. So let me ask you this. One of those cruise lines, and I don't know which one it was, and it really doesn't matter. They were going to stop at, I know Puerto Vallarta was one of the stops, and they had one or two more. And the country of Mexico said, no, 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 you can't get off. And the other stops, they were told the same thing. You can't get off. So they just went on and went on
right.
And went on. That's not what you pay for when you go on a cruise. So that's the other thing. I mean, do you go on a cruise right now and... Okay, safety, you kind of addressed, and that's one concern. But the other is it going to be what I'm paying for?
Well, again, let's talk about this historically. Anybody who's ever taken a cruise, this is even pre-pandemic, when you sign your cruise contract, part of the clause in that contract says that the cruise line reserves the right to either eliminate ports or substitute ports in the event of a force majeure, weather, or health. So they're within their rights to do it. In these situations, obviously, it's inconvenient. It's sad. They're offering passengers some onboard credits, some discounts on either that cruise or future cruises. But bottom line is, if the port is not letting you land because of their rules, you don't really have much of a choice in the matter.
Right, that's understood. But if I'm paying for it and I expect it, but what's most important is safety. Do you think that at some point in time, two things are going to happen? I go back to the idea, and we'll talk to a doctor, in fact, in about 8 minutes on the show, and I will ask them that question. And that is about adjusting our definition of what fully vaccinated is, because including the booster further increases. I'm not a doctor either, nor do I play one on the radio, but I do believe it further reduces your odds of getting ill from the Omicron variant, or at least very ill. So yes, being vaccinated helps, getting the booster even more in your favor. So I wonder
Go ahead. I agree with you that the booster would be a great idea, but if we're looking for a guarantee here, we might as well buy a toaster oven, because there are always going to be breakthrough cases. The question is, I think we can agree on this conversation that COVID is not necessarily going to ever be eradicated, but it will be managed. And the question is, how are we going to manage it? How quickly are we going to manage it? And how well we're going to manage it? That will be the determining factors as to what we're going to go, where we're going to go, and how we're going to go.
You brilliantly, once again, are three steps ahead of me. That's exactly where I was going. So now, Peter Greenberg, it's your world. You control the world. If you're a cruise line, or for that matter, an airline, what do you do? Do you mandate, as far as airlines go, do you mandate vaccines? Do you include whatever technology is appropriate at that time, which today would include a booster? In Israel, potentially includes two boosters. And also then, okay, someone is positive, but they're not very ill, or they're asymptomatic. Do you manage it differently than it is managed today?
Well, if I was running the airline right now, coming into a very low-traveled first quarter, the first 3 months of 2022, that's the perfect time to institute the vaccination mandate. You're going to be inconveniencing the least number of people. People will get used to it, and they'll roll with the punches. I think it's a great idea. I also think it's a great idea. Look, we've already had 5,700 cases of unruly, disruptive, or violent passengers not wanting to wear their masks. So how about this? An overwhelming number of cases, alcohol was involved. Gee, what a problem. So here's the solution. Institute the NFL fourth quarter liquor sales rule and tie it to your boarding pass, meaning no airport retail establishment that sells alcohol can serve you liquor within 45 minutes of the boarding time printed on your pass. Simple solution, because you can't have people getting on the plane already tanked. That's the problem.
That's brilliant. This is what makes you Peter Greenberg, I suppose. I hadn't even thought about that, but it makes perfect sense, and it's worked for the National Football League and for baseball and for other sports as well. What about once someone on a cruise does test positive for COVID? Do you respond perhaps differently with less panic than we currently have if that person is mildly ill or if that person is asymptomatic?
Correct. We're seeing a move right now with the CDC to reduce the demanded quarantine from 10 days to 5 days on these milder breakthrough cases. The cruise ships are perfectly set up physically in terms of their physical space to isolate and quarantine anybody who tests positive. And remember one other thing, whether you're leaving a cruise ship or an airplane or a destination, you have to perform to the U.S. rule that says you have to show a negative COVID test within 24 hours of your return home. Well, they're set up for that, too. And I think they're doing a great job. Now, did they do a great job 2 years ago? No. Nobody knew what was going on. But now I think they're doing a much better job. And as someone who's been vaccinated and boosted, I'm taking that calculated risk in a conscious manner to get on an airplane, to get on a cruise ship, to get on Amtrak, to play by the rules, to wear the mask. And you know what? It's going to be just fine.
All right. That's the perfect place to end it. Our own Peter Greenberg, Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, I believe, Peter, Chicago time. Correct? Eye on travel?
You got it.
Okay. All right. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You are, as you've heard me say, the best at what you do. I mean, I travel a fair amount, and I check in with you before I go anywhere, or at least with what you have to say. Thank you very much, Peter.